This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Many rural parts of the U.S. don't have enough doctors to keep residents healthy, and smaller medical schools are now opening outside of cities with hopes of addressing the problem. But students graduating from many of these schools won't be MDs. They'll be DOs, Doctors of Osteopathic Medicine. For Harvest Public Media, Alex Smith reports on this alternative branch of medicine going mainstream in rural America.
24-year-old Kaylee Woody says when she was growing up in Brunel, Missouri, she saw what was already a tiny town get even smaller.
It was a little bigger than it is now. They had a pizza place, a convenience store, and now all of that kind of dwindled away.
Woody and her family also had to drive to another town to see a doctor. Like a lot of the Midwest, the area has a doctor shortage. Now Woody wants to help. She's starting medical school at the end of July at the new Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences campus in Joplin, Missouri. She hopes to someday serve in a rural community or small town where, as a doctor, she'll also be a leader.
They have so much contact with different people, they just get to know everyone because everyone comes to them.
Osteopathic medical schools, whose numbers have doubled in the last 10 years, are in the middle of a huge push into smaller communities. KCUMB Executive Dean Darren D'Agostino says this is part of a strategy.
We're going to have an opportunity to teach those students in a rural environment and show them how cool it really is to work there.
D'Agostino says osteopathic schools also teach a more holistic approach than MD schools, which accounts for the high number of DOs going into primary care instead of specialties. These days, the care provided by DOs and MDs is usually so similar, most patients wouldn't know the difference. But that hasn't always been the case.
So I'm asking them now to just side bend to the left. And sure enough, when I reach this level, there's a vertebra here that doesn't want to freely side bend.
In an online video, a practitioner demonstrates osteopathic manipulative treatment, which looks like a cross between chiropractic manipulation and massage. There's evidence this can help treat some kinds of pain. This seemingly new-agey treatment actually goes back to the days of the Old West. It's the brainchild of Civil War surgeon and former Kansas State legislator Andrew Taylor Still. He decided to reconsider basic assumptions about medicine after he saw three of his children die from spinal meningitis.
The therapeutic options were very different than we have available to us right now.
That's Joel Howell. He's an MD and professor of the history of medicine at the University of Michigan.
He thought that the available system of medicine simply didn't work.
Still eventually founded the first osteopathic school in Kirksville, Missouri, to teach this kind of medicine based on a very different understanding of the body and health.
So he set out to devise an alternative healing practice based on this notion that manipulation of the spine could improve blood flow and thus improve health by allowing the body to heal itself.
Osteopathic manipulation is now just one tool that DOs are taught and use along with mainstream treatments. DOs are also not licensed like MDs are. All the new medical schools are the latest steps in a decades-long effort to move osteopathic physicians into practice throughout the country. And many of the new osteopathic schools are opening in states that have small numbers of working DOs, like Arkansas, Colorado, and Tennessee. Howell says these new docs can probably help a lot in medically underserved parts of these states, but they'll have to do some PR work.
I think that they should be prepared to explain what being a DO means.
The bigger challenge may be acceptance from MDs. They still dominate medicine, making up the large majority of doctors. Now that DOs are increasingly part of the mainstream, Howell thinks it's time to reevaluate what they have to offer.
You're experiencing a historical moment here.
Earlier this summer, hundreds of curious Joplin residents turned out for the opening of the new medical school, the first to open in Missouri in nearly 50 years. Community leaders here are optimistic that in surrounding rural areas suffering from a shortage of health care providers, patients won't care so much about whether someone's a DO or an MD, just as long as they're a doctor. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Alex Smith.
That story was produced by KCUR 89.3 in Kansas City and came to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.